Clip 9, Springboard Storytelling. Myths and fairy tales have always been a powerful means of expression. Through their retelling, they pass on information about how people think about the world. Adventure stories in particular have always fascinated mankind. They cast a spell over listeners, loosening up discussions and promoting collective learning. Take advantage of the power of adventure stories and use them to introduce change processes or simply deliver the training material in a more enjoyable way. Springboard stories are motivating future stories that give listeners courage. They motivate and inspire listeners to leave the beaten path. The story structure itself is based on the dramaturgy of an adventure story to create tension and be memorable. A springboard story always has one or more main characters. The most important prerequisite here is that these characters trigger empathy with your listeners. Springboard stories aim to be a jumping-off point for the future. A story motivates listeners and gives them courage to try new things and make memories. Writing a story together, from the status quo to a vision of the future, builds team spirit. Here is an example of a brief springboard story. By telling a story about one person, this story aims to convince everyone in the company of a new idea. Skippy the squirrel lives with his family in Windy City. Skippy knows a whole colony of squirrels there. They all live in a big, beautiful tree near the river. They usually spend their winter digging for acorns that they have buried in the autumn. Unfortunately, they are often disappointed and hungry, as they find that many acorns have already been dug up by others. None of the acorns seem to be where they were buried, and many acorns are lost. Last autumn, Skippy decided to try something new. He'd heard it would be a very cold winter. The place is called Windy City for a good reason. The wind there is freezing. At first, everyone was skeptical, but Skippy was able to convince his family to collect acorns and then store them in a hole in a tree. Skippy and his family would enjoy the winter with a full stock of acorns. Next autumn, all the squirrels in Windy City planned to follow the example of Skippy and his family. This story shows how important it is to leave old paths if the situation is no longer satisfying. Listeners are encouraged to be open to change and try new things. The reward is often a better situation for everyone, as in the story of Skippy. A springboard story can encourage trainees to contribute fresh ideas to the company, even when this takes courage. For the story to really reach its full potential, it is important to spread it as far as possible throughout the company. So use the reliable communication channels within the company. Post the story on the internet, for example, or even better, present the story in a personal briefing, meeting, or workshop. Springboard storytelling also has natural limitations. The biggest challenge of this method is certainly its complexity and how much time it takes. It's also not always easy to tell a really enthralling story. Full instructions for creating an exciting springboard story can be downloaded here. Anna is thrilled. Using springboard storytelling, I've managed to help my trainees become proud of their new skills. Now I can go deeper into the content. They just need to learn a few technical terms and then they're set. I know that the subject matter is rather dry. Is there a creative way to teach terminology?